Analyzing oneness. Consider the consequences. If the I is established in and of itself, in accordance with how it appears to our minds, and if it also is the same as mind-body. 1. I and mind-body would have to be utterly and in all ways one. 2. In that case, asserting an I would be pointless. 3. It would be impossible to think of my body, or my head, or my mind. 4. When mind and body no longer exist, the self also would not exist. 5. Since mind and body are plural, one person's selves also would be plural. 6. Since the I is just one, mind and body also would be one. 7. Just as mind and body are produced and disintegrate, so it would have to be asserted that the I is inherently produced and inherently disintegrates. In this case, neither the pleasurable effects of virtuous actions nor the painful effects of non-virtuous actions would bear fruit for us, or we would be experiencing the effects of actions we ourselves did not commit. Analyzing difference. Consider the consequences if the I is established in and of itself in accordance with how it appears to our minds, and if it also is inherently different from mind-body. 1. I and mind-body would have to be completely separate. 2. In that case, the I would have to be findable after clearing away mind and body. 3. The I would not have the characteristics of production, abiding, and disintegration, which is absurd. 4. The I would absurdly have to be just a figment of the imagination, or permanent. 5. Absurdly, the I would not have any physical or mental characteristics.